I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
So I've been saving questions recently. The kind that are supposed to spur conversation on. Okay. Their significant other.
All right.
But we're using them here.
Okay.
Some of them apply pretty well. Some of them make it weird.
All right. As they do.
We'll be the judge of that.
Wings, do you want to answer this about, you're going to go first. Choose the person you'd like to answer it about before I read it for you. Could be any of us.
You.
Okay. If you close your eyes and think of me, what am I wearing?
Nothing. If I close my eyes and think about you, what are you wearing? I mean, I guess probably in my mind, you'd be wearing usually like some kind of a college hoodie of some sort.
Mm-hmm. Or some sort of hoodie.
But you and I dress alike. So, I mean, in a lot of ways, we often wear, you know, button-up shirts that are plaid or hoodies. Or sometimes I could picture you in a suit too. Like when you do your sports stuff, like a sport.
Well, I thought you were going to say like when you're dead.
Yeah.
You know, in your dumb coffin.
Mm-hmm.
I go straight to overalls, yeah, no t-shirt.
You're pretty easy.
For me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I've ever actually worn that.
Yeah.
But I like that it's in my world.
Yeah. And I feel like it was before you knew you needed glasses. So you're just a little cross-eyed because you're trying hard to see.
Do I have a piece of hay in my mouth?
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little short, kind of dirty.
Yeah.
See, for me, it's a long sleeve shirt with a short sleeve shirt on over top of it.
Oh, that means he likes music.
Yeah, exactly.
What?
So true.
Yeah.
It's two band t-shirts. One's long sleeve, one's short sleeve.
Yeah.
Also, you have jeans that are a little bit baggy. I'm thinking of early 2000s.
You're describing the photo of me next to Fenway Park the last time I made it,
yep,
to Cape Cod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had it was like a knockoff of Ed Hardy, probably like some locally done Chiodetto. Our friend Walshy did them.
Yeah.
Had one of those on over a long sleeve tee. Jeans that are a little baggy, mm-hmm, right for the time, not for now.
A shoe with some kind of buckle.
I don't think I had a buckle.
Doing fancy foot.
Why do I have a pilgrim
with
shoe?
With a long goatee, yeah, okay, and a visor on backwards and upside down.
I have never worn a visor backwards or upside down.
Yeah, frosted tips.
Yeah. Everything else is possible.
One, the homemade one where you had to like scoop them through the little holes on your head.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
This was just Hot Wings question and answer.
Yep. Yeah.
No one asked the left side of the room.
It seemed like he was struggling, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, we were just helping.
You jumped in. All right, Kelly, you take the next one. Who do you want to answer? Oh, no. This one's not one you can answer about someone else. You have to answer this about yourself. Oh,
okay.
What's the last thing that made you laugh uncontrollably?
Yesterday, a friend of mine stepped in poop right after telling all of us that she had a really bad day.
Why is that? It's so unfair how funny it is.
It's so demoralizing.
It was so much worse. And yet I was laughing.
At the time, did you laugh or did you try to stifle?
Oh, God, yeah. I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. We were all laughing.
Did she know as soon as she did it or did someone have to say?
Oh, yeah.
You just.
Honestly, it was so much poop. Somebody looked at it and said, did a human do that?
Did she laugh?
Yeah. I mean,
she eventually for her.
She gave us all that look of, I'm going to kill somebody, and then started laughing because we were all laughing. But damn, that was so funny. I feel like I laugh a lot, even because of the job, 100%. But even outside of the job, I feel like I laugh a lot.
Mm-hmm. Does everyone remember the last thing like that really was out of control?
Oh, it's probably just something stupid. Me and my roommate were going back and forth saying, actually, yeah, it was. I took a picture of her. Me, Kelly, and my roommate went to the Black Rocks by Lake Superior. And I took a picture of my roommate, like, sitting up on one of the rocks. And the way that the lighting was made her hand look like it was about 2 feet long.
Her hand is as long as her thigh.
It was so, like, once you zoomed in and realized it was her hand, like, it was fine. But from far away, it looked crazy. And then we're already sitting there giggling about that. And then we were a little drunk, and I went, "Your hand said fee fi fo thumb."
It was very funny.
Where it's just where any gibberish makes it even better. Not that, that wasn't gibberish.
Stomach hurt. I had to tell her to stop talking for a minute because I couldn't laugh anymore.
Oh, I remember mine. It was when we were in the Upper Peninsula and we were at dinner. And we were, of course, going back to our old favorite topic of the show, fish tanking.
God.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Tanked.
Okay. Yeah.
Anyway, back to fish tanking.
And for some reason, we can't stop coming up with fake plots for that show, which aren't really fake at all. Because the show is about Italians from Brooklyn who make fish tanks for famous people.
And they're never quite sure they're going to fit.
But for some reason, they're based in Iowa. Like, everyone's a transplant.
And they used to be a baker, so it could be a fish tank. Or it could be cake.
Yeah, you're right. That was mine was the same the last time. I mean, I've had some pretty big belly laughs here on the show, but that was the last time like I was hurting.
Yeah.
And it was so stupid.
Yep.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah.
Who would you like to answer about?
I would like to answer about Tommy.
What's one way Tommy has grown or changed since you two started working together? It says dating, but yeah.
Let's see.
I mean, like, obviously he knows clouds can happen at night now.
Yeah.
That's good.
I feel like Tommy has made a conscious effort to change his diet a little bit so he's not just eating piles of sugar.
It's true, you guys. It's true.
Yeah.
What did you bring today?
Pile of sugar.
Trick.
New Keebler Elves, pile of sugar.
Extra sugar Pop-Tarts.
It's literally called pile of sugar.
Yeah.
No, I had a protein bar morning. And I have some lightly salted pistachios to munch on.
Wow.
Okay.
Like the protein bar, was it like,
A Snickers.
Yeah.
It's got peanuts. It's got nuts
in it. It satisfies.
No, it's one of those, what are those, Cliff Bars? Yeah.
Cliff Bar or Kind Bar or
that
something.
Weird, like, mushy but really good munchy boy.
Yeah.
Maitland, who do you want to answer about?
Steve.
What food is Steve most likely sneaking out of the fridge when you catch him in the middle of the night and he turns around like a raccoon?
Ooh, it's got to be a sweet treat of some sort. Yeah.
It's a Fudgy the Whale.
Yes.
The whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Whale tail.
Yeah. I love eating the whale tail.
I think that's a...
Yeah, it's always going to be a sweet.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hot wings?
Yeah.
Choose 7 or 8 for me. Oh, wait. I will answer about you. Choose 7 or 8.
7.
What is the most surprising thing, Freebeer, you've learned about hot wings?
Oh, this is easy.
Okay, I'm curious if yours is the same one, because it wasn't until I had known you for like 24 years that I found out you were apparently a lake kid when you were little.
Oh, okay. Mine's similar.
What is yours?
That he was a boatman.
The same thing.
Yeah.
I was at the lake on a boat all the time. What are you talking about?
I have boat friends. I go out on the lake on the high seas all the time.
I have a tattoo of an anchor on my arm. Why do you think I have that? You have a tattoo? Yes.
I'll never forget the day I found out you were a bead doorman.
That was also pretty shocking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I had one of those, in college. I had a bead door.
What was the print on it, or the design?
Beads.
Well, like when all the beads were hanging together, it makes a design.
It's such a punchable face sometimes.
No, I saw it. He's right. It was just beads. That's a fair answer.
I mean, it didn't
that was
have...
before they started decorating those beads.
Yeah. I guess so.
The evolution of the bead door. Yeah.
I mean, I guess they were multicolored, but they didn't make a print. There wasn't, like, it didn't, like, when it was hanging, it didn't look like a tiger or something. Is that what you're asking?
I'd watch that documentary.
No.
The evolution of the bead door. Bead door started off in the 30s with just beads.
Hey, you know, if you stand by far enough, change these colors.
Just brown.
And some crazy wizard said, why don't you throw some red in there?
What?
All right, Hot Wings, who do you want to answer about?
Kelly.
What celebrity could you picture Kelly being friends with?
Jesus. It'd be easier to figure out which one she wouldn't be friends with. What celebrity would she want to be friends with?
Who would she want to be friends with? You could actually see it happening.
Okay. Boy.
Or you think they'd get along?
A lot of people would be put off by her aggressiveness.
But it's gotten me far in life.
someone equally aggressive, like Courtney Love.
No, I don't think so. I think it'd be somebody that, because you have to have yin and yang. You have to have somebody not aggressive. So it's Drew Barrymore.
Ooh, I like her.
I could see you actually being friends with Drew Barrymore.
I like her. I think she's funny.
Okay, what about Steve Hot Wings?
Who could Steve actually be friends with? I think Steve could actually be friends with...
That couldn't have felt great, Steve. In an imaginary hypothetical world, he thought of someone you might like to be friends with and then went, nope.
He could literally just say any name and he can't think of one.
Well, but he said it has to be somebody you could legitimately meet somewhere and be friends with.
Okay, let's change that. Just someone that you think he'd hit it off with.
Name a person that might like me.
Yeah, because my...
The greeter at a Walmart?
Because my brain went to Mike Rowe, but that's just what he wants. Yeah. That's not who he would actually be friends with.
I'd love to be friends with
that's
Mike
not going
to
happen.
That's so interesting.
So it would have to be like one of the side people on one of those wrenching shows on what was Motor Trend TV.
Oh, like Stacy David.
Yeah.
Or like some of the feathered mullet who works on trucks.
Some guy who always has a bandana named Huggy. Yeah, yeah. Works on a Jeep show.
Yeah. All right.
But it's a Jeep offshore fishing show.
Yeah. Like Roger from Truckin'.
Or DeAndre from Cakes from Africa or whatever. What's that show? Oh, no.
It was
Cupcake
cakes,
Battle.
Cakes Cake from, Boss. Cakes from Africa. You had it right the first time.
All right, Hot Wings, what celebrity would Maitland be friends with?
Maitland would legitimately be friends with... Oh, JoJo Siwa.
No, don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
JoJo I was going to say the guy from the Limu Emu commercials.
That's more like it.
Or Limu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the
emu.
Okay. Ask me about Tommy.
What celebrity would Tommy be friends with?
The Liberty Bibberty guy.
For real.
Just sitting on that bench.
Oh, God. That'd be Liberty the best day of my life.
Well, that was a lot of fun. You want a couple more?
Yeah.
Maybe one more?
Can we come back to this later?
Well, there's 76 more questions, so I bet we could.
Sounds like a yes
keep
to me.
Rolling on through.
All right, some of them apply better than others. Oh, this is a good one. Kelly.
Yes.
Choose someone. Actually, you're probably going to have to do it for everyone. What
okay.
the hell?
All right.
You'll probably want to. What do you remember thinking the first time you saw me? Start with me.
Okay, I remember the first time I saw you, I was like, oh, he's Big Brother vibes, for sure.
I picked you up at the airport, right?
Yeah.
Or do you mean like spying on you with cameras like 1984?
Yeah.
I'm still a little nervous for that answer.
You know, like those pornos that are really popular these days.
No. Oh, you're the best Big Brother.
Yeah. Well, it was also,
don't tell mom.
There was so much snow on the ground and you were like talking me through kind of like everybody figuring out snow when they move here. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really nice because I had no idea what I was doing coming from Georgia. Steve gave immediate Jersey vibes. And I should have known that we were kind of related in some way. Because
well,
my cousin,
remember,
Uncle
Steve,
Jimmy.
When I brought her into Founders that night, you were like, hey!
Come on in, you
family! Hey, have some breadsticks!
They ain't got them on the menu. I brought them myself.
They're from Fazoli's, real Italian.
Oh, man, bring my own food to restaurants vibe?
Yeah, actually, there it is.
Bummer.
Maitland gave little sister vibes immediately. I was like, I think I felt the same way about her that the previous host I worked with, Jen Hobby, felt about me. Like, immediately wanted to be, like, big sister to her.
Oh, I thought you were going to say disposable.
No. I didn't know if Hot Wings liked me. I thought, I was like, he's reserved.
Pretty standard.
Yeah, I was like, he's reserved. And I didn't know if it was, I was like, I don't know if he likes me just because I'm new and he's going to feel me out kind of thing. Like, is she going to mess everything up? Is she cool? And then immediately he was so nice. So I was like, he's not so reserved, but you're private is a good way to put it.
That's true.
Yeah. And then Tommy, I was like, I honest to God, I thought this kid parties. I don't know why. Oh. I was like, Tommy's going to be that kid that comes in with glitter all over him. And I could have been more wrong. Kind of, I guess. You have fun. You get down. But I thought you were going to be like partying until like 2-3 in the morning a handful of times a week.
I wish. No.
No. What is stopping you?
Oh, I love sleeping.
Okay. Yeah. See, he's more like how when I met Maitland, y'all would call her like grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy's got grandpa vibes.
Yeah.
But when we met him and I was like, oh, your dad's a priest. Oh, you're wild. And then he wasn't. I was
that
like,
does
that's
happen
so
a
depressing.
Lot, right?
Yeah. And you also had like earrings and crazy hair. I was like, oh, yeah, he definitely parties.
Yeah. But really, it's just a poser, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. True.
Lame.
True.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save